tried a cultivar 2012 Cabernet from Coombsville on the weekend. They have a wide variety of red wines that they have in their portfolio. This one had lots of really earthy characteristics with fruit-forward tannins. A mouthful of blackberry and currant with some vanilla notes. We didn't drink the whole bottle. We put it away, corked it, and brought it out about 5 days later. And it still had some residual sweetness to it. It started to turn a bit tawny in color, and those brown notes of terroir were evident in it as well, as far as the taste go. But I'll tell you, after 5 days of, you know, maybe 5 ounces in a bottle, it was still well structured. And if that's any indication of how this wine can keep, if it's cellared correctly, cork in and some medium to good quality conditions, then I would be really excited to purchase this wine again. And it was one of the wines that I purchased when I was in California. I know that there's a local distributor that's just bringing it up now. All the more reason to go and try to find this wine or buy it or seek out the supplier, which is Wine So Far. Now, they've got a portfolio of wines that are more broad-based from around the world, a small California selection, but this is one of the wines that I would definitely try to bring in, a case-worthy selection. If you buy it from the distributor, you're going to get the discount of not it being marked up by the retailer, because it's a LDB special item, and well worth it. I think it's about $42 a bottle, and if you want to share it with a partner, I'd say that 6 would be good and keep you and keep well in your cellar for quite a while. So I encourage you to try this wine and find a friend to split it with, and share around, because it's worth the taste. We had it with a braised rib and polenta, and it was really, really good. We were going to try an Italian wine, but it was a suggestion that we try a California wine with this kind of robust, meatier dish, and I must say that they went really, really well. The tomato sauce and the carrots in the meat were well balanced with the red wine, and the polenta just gave it some really nice texture, and that cornmeal consistency along with the meat together balanced out the flavors of the wine. I would highly recommend trying that again, or maybe even a pasta with a venison or some kind of robust meat sauce in it for this kind of a wine. That was just outstanding. And again, for the price point, I think you'd be remiss not to try to find it and buy it. Apéro and Wine Chatter, bye for now.